Shada Mahoney, 26 years old. Jerry Shelton, 35 years old. Tina Shelton, 37 years old. Shanetta Powell, 25 years old, along with her unborn child. Brittany Powell, 27 years old. Mr. President, each of these individuals were tragically gunned down in the community of Wilkinsburg in Allegheny County past Wednesday evening. Mr. President, each name quickly becomes a statistic in our environment, in our communities. But these are the faces of the victims of the growing violence in each of our communities. Mr. President, last Wednesday it was Wilkinsburg and the mass shooting that I've referenced. Earlier today, last evening, and today, it was in Homestead, where murder-suicide occurred, 3 shot and 2 murdered. And if we think it can happen in each of our own little small towns, this is evidence that it can. We all share, Mr. President, in my view, the responsibility to help our communities heal. And recently, I participated in the community meetings this weekend to try to do that. And while it was refreshing to be able to participate and help folks grieve in the community and be a part of that grieving, we all need to recognize, both in our communities and here, that we need to come together and work together before tragedy strikes. Collectively, we need to build our communities and support families who are living in those communities. And one may ask what it is that we can do here in Harrisburg to help folks in our community address some of these issues, like gun violence that I just referenced and a horrible situation that occurred last Wednesday evening, or how it is that we can deal with the drug epidemic that's taken over our counties. Allegheny County, Westmoreland, you name it, each of our counties across Pennsylvania are suffering along those lines as well. Mr. President, in my view, there's a lot that we can do. First and foremost, as elected representatives of the people in those communities that have been impacted, those today and those that will ultimately be impacted at some later point in time, and those folks that are struggling with many of the things that they need to try to do, to try to find a job, to be able to try to find a solution to a particular problem that they're dealing with, whether it be an addiction to a drug, whether it's addiction to alcohol, or whether it's just simply not having the ability to be prepared to find an appropriate job to support a family. There are things that we can do, first and foremost, in our communities to serve as facilitators, to be able to connect folks that need these type of services to those services. But there's also things we can do here in Harrisburg, Mr. President, and that's where I think the conversation today is where I'd like to also take it. While our hearts grieve for the men and women across this Commonwealth and across this country who lose their lives to gun violence and other things, as I mentioned, there are things that we can do as a Commonwealth, to be able to work to try to make sure that we assist as many folks as possible to help them. Finding a job requires a couple of things. It requires a level of investment in education that I think that's going to allow for folks to be able to attain the education that they need. Most importantly, starting with our young kids, our young children, early learning programs, preschool programs, early learning programs, which I've said on this floor countless times, to me, the best investments that we can make. Because if we don't work with folks to build the appropriate foundation, we're not going to be able to build upon that foundation, allow folks to grow and flourish. But even K through 12 need to make certain that the schools that they attend are schools that are significant and that they make a difference and they mean well in terms of the education that they're providing. This particular community of Wilkinsburg that I'm referencing has been suffering for a number of years with respect of, in my view, a lack of investment in education, ultimately culminating this fall with the closing of their high school. But fortunately, we've been able to work with the community, myself and Representative Gainey and Representative Wheatley, and as well with along with the City of Pittsburgh School District, Dr. Linda Lane, to be able to transition the students from that school into the City of Pittsburgh School District, which I think will provide them with opportunities and hope, the ability to be able to get a first-class education and then continue to grow and flourish. But it goes beyond that. It goes to higher education and providing opportunities in today's world where you need some type of a degree or some type of certificate that reflects your ability to have a higher degree of learning beyond high school or experience and training. Those resources need to be, and the support needs to come from this Commonwealth along those lines. The problem, Mr. President, the area where I think we're lacking the most in a number of these communities relates to the areas of what I refer to as human service programs and the major changes that have taken place over the years with respect to human service programs. Not having community programs, whether it be drug and alcohol programs that were part of the community, integral part of the community, that provided the wraparound services and identified folks who had issues that they needed to be dealt with. Those are the type of programs that we've lost focus on and we've not been able to fund properly over the past several years, that we continue to fight to want to make those investments. To be able to provide for the programs, the social service agencies, the wraparound services to men and women and teens in particular in our communities, to allow them the opportunity to have a place to go when they have issues that they're dealing with, whether it be drug or alcohol related. And Mr. President, with respect to mental illness, we've seen what's happened throughout this country with individuals who have had access to weapons who are suffering from mental illness. I know our former colleague who worked with many of us here in this Senate, Congressman Tim Murphy, has been at the forefront of that conversation in Washington, D.C. And we certainly hope that he's able to get other folks to listen and understand what he's trying to say, because it's an important conversation that has to take place. But again, Mr. President, it's something that here in this General Assembly in Pennsylvania, we've not provided adequate resources for the past several years. And those programs, those community programs, those community networks, the conversations that need to take place in the community with providers and people who are working the streets, understand and know that those programs are there, but that there's nobody there to be able to reach out to the folks that need our help. They need help of government, and that's where government comes in. And finally, Mr. President, in the area of jobs, if we want to work with folks and be able to help them not resort to a life of crime, we have to be able to provide jobs. And we have to have an understanding about what that means when we want to be able to provide jobs. That means that we invest in our communities and we invest in our neighborhoods. We invest in the rehabilitation of our neighborhoods. But more importantly, we've let folks know that there's a path for men and women who want to be able to be part of the workforce, that there's a way in which we could do that. And there's a variety of ways to achieve that. Investments in higher education I referenced earlier, but more specifically into our community colleges. And programs through the workforce programs that provide resources to help grab folks off the streets, get them the appropriate level of training, get them to understand what it means to be a solid and good employee, to be able to go to work, to be able to have a family and own a home and be part of a community. That's what is lacking in many of these communities that we're dealing with. It's our responsibility to look at all those issues and to make certain that we make the appropriate level of investments, that we have the appropriate level of commitment to work with individual organizations and men and women who are leaders in those communities. Mr. President, over the weekend at the services that I've attended, I saw countless men and women who came to the podium and talked about the programs that they participate in, how it is that they work day in and day out trying to get kids off the streets, trying to get kids and young men and young women in the right direction, trying to work with them to find out what it is, why it makes folks angry, and why they get on the path that they go down. I mean, I learned a lot over the course of this weekend with respect to this, that there are so many people who want to do the right thing, but we need to assist them. We need to supplement what it is that they're doing. They're doing the day-to-day grunt work. We have the ability to provide the resources to a community like Homestead or like Wilkinsburg or like any other community throughout this region and throughout this Commonwealth to be able to work with them. In my view, those are the ways in which we could diminish and beat back some of this violent crime that we see taking place in our communities across Pennsylvania. So I appreciate my colleagues allowing me the opportunity to talk a little bit about a pretty horrific incident that took place in our region, in Pittsburgh region, over the weekend, but more importantly, extend my sympathy certainly to the families of the family members, and quite frankly, this was a situation where there were many family members who lost their lives. But at the end of the day, Mr. President, we have to figure out a way to stop this violence. And we have to figure out a way to work with organizations and provide resources to programs that allow us to be able to get our hands into the middle of what's going on and be able to work with folks and help them down an appropriate path as we go forward. So on behalf of myself and my family and my colleagues here, we would like to extend our deepest sympathies to the Mahone and Shelton and Powell families for their horrific loss.